John Delena with the DEA, and it's a big weekend because there, a lot of these drugs are sitting around people's cabinets, kitchens, underneath the sink, in the kitchen, the bathroom, above a cabinet, near a bed bedstand, and they can fall into the wrong hands, and you can get rid of them safely. John, good morning.
Jack, good morning, and thank you for having me on. And I think you summarized it perfectly. Let's get that stuff out of harm's way this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at locations throughout New Hampshire, Maine, and throughout the country. DEA is having its 22nd National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. You know, Jack, you and I have talked about this going back years, how important it is to get that medication that's unwanted, unused, or expired medication. Get it out of harm's way before it ends up in the wrong hands. And, you know, we see consistently every time we do this, we're taking in 15,000 pounds in New Hampshire. We're taking in close to 30,000 pounds in Maine. So, you know, there is still a lot of this medication out there. And there has never been a more important time in our country, Jack, than right now to get this stuff out of harm's way. You and I both know, your listeners know, sadly, this country saw 107,000 Americans die of a drug overdose in a 12-month period. That's the most this nation has ever seen.
Wow.
290 a day, one every 5 minutes, somebody suffering from an overdose death. And that's why this is an opportunity for everybody to do something about this crisis. We can all take a look at what we have in our homes, talk to our friends, our neighbors, people in our community, and really encourage everybody to get out there to one of these convenient locations, no questions asked, drop that stuff off and let us take care of disposing it.
These are mostly prescription medications that have been sitting around. For example, you know, you may go in for procedure. They may give you 10 or 12 or 15 pills if you need it for pain. If you don't take it, you put it in the cabinet and you forget about it. But this is the kind of stuff?
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, if we all, you know, take a look at what we have, there's more stuff laying around American homes than ever before. You know, we talk about this a lot. We know that now real estate people have to be careful because people are going in, you know, on open houses trying to find and steal this medication. People are breaking into homes just to steal medication. And really the worst of it all is if somebody in your own family starts to experiment with something that's laying around your home, you know, that's really the reason why we all need to do this. So this is a chance. Americans, step up. You know, those of us in our communities, we know how important this is. Let's take this stuff out of harm's way, and let's really take a big step towards curbing this overdose crisis.
And you think we're over-medicated? Yeah, I'll let that stand. Also, 15 to 30,000 pounds, depending on you know, the drug take-back amounts this weekend. John, before we let you go, where and how can people know where to drop it off and when? This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can go to deatakeback.com. DEATakeback.com for your nearest location. Pretty much every local police department at this point is participating. We have over 120 locations throughout New Hampshire and just as many in Maine. So I look forward to seeing some people out there, and thanks for the opportunity to spread this critical message.
And John, we'll get you back on the fentanyl situation, which is, seems to be getting worse by the day. It's just, you mentioned those numbers. Unbelievable. How many again in the last year?
Yeah, 107,000 Americans tragically died of a drug overdose in a 12-month period. We've never seen anything like it. You and I have been talking, and your listeners have been so in tune to, you know, just how deadly fentanyl is. These cartels won't stop at anything. Their relentless expansion and widespread addiction is their goal, and awareness is our best key at this point, to let people know just how dangerous this stuff is.
Hey, let's take some resources off of virus, folks, and focus on this because it's taken more young lives than anything else. Thank you very much, John Delano of the DEA. We'll get you back again on Good Morning New Hampshire real soon. Thank you, John.
Thank you.